Students from Mount Edgecombe spoke to the Tribal Council at its meeting this month about the school's plans to push back against the ANSEP proposal. Hannah Kimber and Rachel Teeter are seniors at the high school. They told council members that they are writing letters, speaking with Sitka High School, and drafting a resolution to bring to the Alaska Association of Student Government. Kimber says they surveyed all but 20 of the school's 391 students, and 90% are in favor of keeping it as is, a four-year, state-run high school.
So basically what we found altogether is that we still want Edgecombe the way it is. We don't want anything to change, and most of the students feel that way. And part of the reason why Edgecombe is Edgecombe to me is because of the tradition. I might not be Alaska Native, but when you go to Edgecombe, you're accepted by everybody.
Last month, ANSEP founder Herb Schroeder floated his idea in front of lawmakers in the Joint House and Senate Education Committees. He said a three-year school would save the state millions. Councilmember Ben Mayasato wants the body to come out either for or against ANSEP's proposal. He says Sitka School Board has already sent a letter in opposition to ANSEP taking over the boarding school. Councilmember Rachel Moreno agreed.
We need to, even if it's not a resolution, make a statement, because the school as it is now has provided a tremendous support to this community, socially, economically, spiritually. It has been there for us, all these students, all this time.
But Councilmember Wilbur Brown said if the Tribal Council is going to take a stance, it should be definitive.
This is the second attack in 2 years, so, you know, if we're going to come out with a resolution, it's going to be something stronger than just taking a stand against ANSEP, because they don't even have a bill yet and they don't have a sponsor, so it's not right now, it's just talk. So, you know, we really should be prepping for the long-term battle with them and, you know, coming out strongly that Edgecombe needs to be left alone. You know, that's one of our priorities.
Councilmember Mike Miller says he'd rather wait until there's actually a concrete plan in front of the Alaska State Legislature before writing a letter. The topic will go to the Tribal Council's Legislative Committee for further consideration. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.